You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're also online at WQCS.org. With our connected world, many workers take advantage of the internet, ditch the office life, and work at home, sometimes even in another state from the company from which they draw a paycheck. But some of those people have found the isolation not so much to their liking. That doesn't mean they're heading back to the office, but they may well be going to their local library. In Sebastian, Daniel Clark, the library's computer specialist, says what they're calling co-working is becoming increasingly common.
So they'll come in here because it's just nice to have people around. And they may not be actively interacting with those other people, but it's just, good to be here with other people. And sometimes you can get helpful hints from other people, too.
Some bring their own computers. Others use those supplied by the library. And, of course, there's free Wi-Fi.
So there's a wide range of people doing a wide range of things. Everything from kids doing schoolwork, people trying to get jobs, people asking for assistance, a few people playing games. So there's a lot of things that they do.
Brittany, who only wants to give her first name, sits at one of the library's computers and surfs the web. She says she has internet at home, but in her case, it's not the isolation which brings her here.
I prefer to come to the library, different atmosphere. It's a lot quieter than my house. generally, I went to check my banking. I'm looking at places that are for rent, looking up information on babies, and checking up on my schooling. You pretty much do anything on the computer here.
While Brittany says she visits the library to use the computer on a regular basis, she also likes to check out books. So does Denise, who only wanted to give us her first name as well.
I try to come at least 2 to 3 times a week, and that's mostly for the internet and things like that. And I really been coming over the summer because of the kids, to bring the kids. So that's the highlight of the library.
Her kids have access to different computers in the children's part of the building. It's limited as to which pages they're able to visit. Denise says they have no internet access at home.
No, but even if I did, I'd still come for the children, plus get books and things like that. So I'm a reader. My daughter's a reader, so we could still come to the library, even if it wasn't for that.
Craig and his wife sit side by side in front of two of the library's computers, notebooks open and pen in hand as they search for information.
We're kind of new to Florida, so we don't have, like, computer access or internet at home. We're still looking at all the providers. You know, there's a dozen of them. And this is just easy access. It's free. It's close to home. It's easy.
The library's Daniel Clark estimates several hundred people use the library's computers or free Wi-Fi each day and still have access to books, music, and videos, as well as rooms where groups can hold meetings.
Just like people still go to movie theaters, even though you can watch movies at home, but people want to go out and be together in a place for sharing the same kind of thing. And so that's what really makes the library special. It has a very important place within a community for people within the community to be together and doing the same kind of thing.
So whether you're trying to avoid isolation or find some peace and quiet, the library may be the place for you. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.